brothers in the Dharma. I often think when I get time to reflect that I had quite a fortunate childhood. You know, people often talk about their childhood and how tough it all was and that kind of thing. Well, it wasn't like that for me. It wasn't like that for me. I had a great childhood and very fortunate youth, I think. And one of the reasons for that was that I was born and brought up in mountainous areas of the UK. So hills, mountains, caves, rocks, crevasses, gullies, gills, pillars, mountain torrents, cliffs and crags. I've known them all from an early age. I was actually born in North Wales, quite near Fadraloka, in 1959. And, well, father was a forester. And, well, we lived on a mountain, on top of a mountain in North Wales, in the middle of a pine forest. And that's where I was born. And, I lived there with my mother and my older brother. And, well, we walked all over that mountain and the mountainous area of North Wales. We climbed it, we scrambled on it, we stood around looking at the landscape. And we did that right from the moment I could crawl. That's what we were doing all the time. And then I was lucky enough, at the age of 7, we moved to the English Lake District. Dad got a job near Windermere in Cumbria. So that's where we went. Well, of course, more mountains. More beautiful mountains. And deep, silent lakes, thousands of feet deep. So with my family and my friends, we regularly walked the mountains and fells of Lakeland. We rowed boats over the deep, silent lakes, and we climbed, abseiled, and camped on the grassy moors of Lakeland. We potholed in caves and swam and canoed in surging Cumbrian rivers. It was all very vigorous and elemental. Yeah. We stood on cairns, photographing mountain towns, and with my paintbrush and my watercolour paints, I began to sketch and paint the rugged landscape. I particularly enjoyed scree running. I don't know if any of you's ever done this sort of thing. You go to the top of a very large mountain, and you get to the edge where it's very steep, and then you just jump off, and you just sort of run down as fast as you can without falling over and dying. I did it at Gukhyaloka with Padmavajra in 1990. We ran the scree down this mountain, Puch Kapanya, which was very, very exciting. So you managed to descend thousands of feet in a matter of minutes, if you're lucky. I've got rheumatoid arthritis now. I can't do that anymore, unfortunately. But the memory is still very, very strong for me.